This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. Oil prices hit a record high today, spurred by rising tensions between Turkey and its neighbor Iraq. The Turks are threatening to launch a cross-border military offensive to attack Kurdish separatists known as the PKK. The PKK operates from mountain bases on the Iraqi side of the border. The prospect of a Turkish incursion is worrying the Bush administration, and it comes at a time when U.S.-Turkish relations are at an all-time low. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Istanbul.
Turkish officials are fine-tuning a proposal tonight, which they expect to submit to the Turkish parliament before Wednesday. Government spokesman Cemal Çiçek says it will be a request to authorize the Turkish military to attack PKK fighters in neighboring Iraq for a period of up to a year. Çiçek describes this as a measure of last resort.
The organization that we have this proposal against is recognized by the entire world as a terrorist organization. We expect everyone to take measures to stop the PKK. So far, no measures have been taken.
Over the last 2 weeks, some 30 Turkish police and soldiers have been killed in clashes with PKK fighters in southeastern Turkey. Meanwhile, last night, eyewitnesses said Turkish artillery fire damaged buildings and burned fields around the village of Enişke in northern Iraq. Washington is trying to calm the situation.
I urged restraint.
Speaking in Moscow this weekend, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice described her recent phone conversations with the President and Prime Minister of Turkey.
Reminded our Turkish colleagues that we all have an interest in a stable Iraq, and that anything that is destabilizing is going to be to the detriment of both of our interests.
But the Turks don't appear to be interested in listening to advice from their NATO ally. At a recent political rally, Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan slammed the U.S. for calling the PKK a terrorist organization and not doing anything about it. The U.S. military has been unwilling to risk opening up a second front in the Iraq war by attacking Kurdish rebels in what is the most stable part of that country. In the midst of this tense situation, a U.S. congressional committee last week approved a resolution labeling the Ottoman Empire's massacre of hundreds of thousands of Armenians in 1915 as a genocide. That's a term the Turkish establishment vehemently opposes. Turkish political analyst Cihan Alpay says that with anti-American sentiment at an all-time high, according to Turkish public opinion polls, the Armenian genocide resolution couldn't have come at a worse moment.
These kind of resolutions coming out of Western parliaments plays in the hands of nationalist elements in Turkey who are opposed to Turkey's closer relations with the West, opposed to democratization in Turkey, opposed to an open society in Turkey. And this is unfortunate. This is terrible.
On Sunday, Turkey's top general said passage of the Armenian genocide resolution would do irreparable harm to U.S.-Turkish military relations. The Bush administration fears the Turks may cut off U.S. access to Turkish air bases and territory, which are used to transit large numbers of troops and supplies to Iraq. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Istanbul.
And at NPR.org, you can read about the Armenian deaths at the heart of the controversy. There's also a discussion of what constitutes genocide, and there's more about the House Committee's declaration.